It's in the Cards with Tony Gilbert is brought to you by the American Tarot Association, where tarot is your tool for personal development and spiritual growth.
Hi, Jerry.
Hi, Tony. How you doing?
I'm doing good.
Good, good. We're going to do it a little differently today, I know, and we'll get into that in a moment. You have somebody with you in your office, right?
Yes.
And so we've had several people ask us before about how in the world you can do these things by telephone.
Right.
And you're going to do one today, but more conventionally.
Yeah. One-on-one, as they say.
And that'll be interesting. We'll get into that here in a moment. I know summer is here, and lots of people are out moving around doing lots of things. One thing that always amazed me, I know a couple of people that use these tarot cards, and they actually ask the cards all kinds of things, like, should I go on vacation today, or should I stay home? Or,
right.
Have you run across people like that?
Yes, yeah. They look for answers in the cards, basically, and that's what we do. But, you know, there's just some questions that the cards are not going to give them an answer. You pretty much have to search for your own answers within yourself. And sometimes you can find them by looking at the cards, because it causes kind of a mirror, a reflection type of thing happen. And hopefully we can demonstrate that when we have Sarah here in the office and she looks at the cards. You're probably going to hear how that's done.
Well, good. I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah.
You know, you're a registered nurse,
mm-hmm.
and you kind of pioneered tarot cards, I assume.
I'm one of the pioneers. There are several people that are doing it right now, you know, and I'm doing it in nursing, and there's several people in psychology and, you know, psychologists that are, you know, designing their own cards, and actually we're using a tarot deck from a fellow who has a PhD in, I think it's sociology, I think is what he told me. So, you know, it's a pretty incredible system that we're really exploring intensely these days to see how we can use it and help ourselves.
Can people call you by appointment and you go over health issues with them that way?
Yes, yes. Yeah, we explore the cards to use. I use them in that way, yes.
So, I mean, the best way to get a hold of you, I guess, is by email, just tony@tonygilbert.com.
Speaking of health issues, how's your eyes?
Well, they're stabilized. I'm feeling pretty good. I'm doing, this is a slow process, I'm still doing the things that you suggested.
And, are you?
Taking a few minutes out to think about physically repairing the damage, and we've talked about mm-hmm. that in the past.
Right.
So
anything new on that?
I imagine I'm doing better. It's hard to tell.
Yeah.
I'm not doing any worse, that's for sure.
Well, that's good.
Just got back from a trip to the most haunted town in Texas. And I didn't see any ghosts, but I did see pretty well.
Yeah, good.
And anyway, when we talk about these things, what type of illnesses have you been successful with?
What do you mean exactly?
As far as giving treatments.
With the tarot cards?
Yes.
Just about everything. Because basically what I do is have the person shuffle. Usually they're in the office with me. And have them shuffle and say, what do I need to know about addition? And, you know, whatever that is. And then I usually use the cards in my initial assessment that way. And then I can tell what's on their mind with it, and then we can go from there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I imagine that's a lot of it. It's kind of introspective, isn't it?
Yes, yes.
Well, you're in Jefferson, Oregon. I was down in Jefferson, Texas. Jefferson, Texas is haunted. How about Jefferson, Oregon?
You know what? I don't know.
It's kind of a coincidence that we were in two towns of the same name.
Huh, Interesting.
Far, far. I'm back in my hometown of Muskogee, Oklahoma today. So anyway, you have a lady there in the office. You want to go ahead and
Okay.
bring her on to
This is
it?
Sarah.
Hi, Sarah. How are you?
Good, good.
That seemed pretty strong to me. She's good. Funny how we're going to do this. I'll just kind of let you take it over with Sarah. And I might jump in occasionally, but
Okay.
basically, it's you and Sarah from Jefferson.
Okay, Sarah has come to me with an issue, and I'll just let her explain what her.
Well, I'm going through a divorce right now. It's been about maybe a month since he's moved out, and I wanted to see in the cards how to proceed with integrity, because I have a lot of emotions and negative feelings towards him, but we have children together, and I know that the higher path is the better path, but it's hard to stay on that.
Yeah, that's a very emotional time. So Sarah has already shuffled the cards, and we picked four cards. First card come up, and I'm going to let her give me the first impressions on this card. It is the Sage of Cups, and it came in upside down.
There's a lot of water, and from what I know about water is it tends to be spiritual.
Okay.
But it's in the negative.
Right.
So.
It's reversed.
So, and it's all flowing. But it's reversed, so.
Yeah, so it's not flowing.
So it's not flowing. The people in that seem to be happy, so that's in reverse, too.
So what that mean to you?
Probably the emotion, negative emotions.
Mm-hmm. So you're not happy?
And regenerator, what would that be in the negative or in the upside down?
That it's not, you're not generating happiness, basically. So this is the portrait card, and this is basically saying that you're not happy.
Okay.
You can go with that.
Thanks for letting me know that.
The next card is also in the sage. It's one of the sages, and this is a Sage of Crystals, or Knower. Want to describe what you see there?
There's a picture of Einstein. And then there's like raw crystal formations, and it looks like an up close of like a snowflake maybe, and the galaxy. There's a portrait of. You didn't mention that we're doing the Voyager deck.
Okay.
But then there's the ocean, looking out on the ocean.
Okay. And what stands out for you?
Einstein.
What does he mean to you?
Knowledge.
Knowledge. What kind of knowledge?
Book knowledge. Mathematics.
Well, he's also a very intuitive person, or he was. Did you know that?
Mm-mm. No, I didn't.
Yeah, he's mostly intuitive. You know, he had people help him with math. You know, and so the Sage of Crystals has to do with a broader perspective. You know, Einstein had quite a broad perspective of our world, and so this card is having to do with that.
And what's the position?
This is what you're conscious of.
So it's saying that I'm conscious of the world?
No. What? Go ahead and just tell me give me your impressions of.
Well, it kind of seems like, I guess, like the galaxy and the ocean are both large, expansive. And crystals, they tend to, they have powers in themselves, I guess.
Yeah, to help you focus your thinking. So this is about thinking. This card is about thinking. This card is saying to you about your question is, how do I proceed with a divorce and remain in integrity? So what does this say?
this card. Maybe that I need to approach it logically rather than emotionally.
Well, part of it, yeah. It's also a card of listening to your intuition and watching, getting a broader perspective and watching for synchronicities. You know, when you're on the right path, there's synchronicities in your life. If you're on a wrong path, there's chaos. And so I think this card might be saying that, you know, to watch for when things are going smooth and you're doing well, noticing that. And so that's a broader perspective that I was trying to talk about with, you know, like Einstein. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. So that's that card. The next card is also a sage. So you drew three of the four sages that are in a tarot deck, and the sages have to do with seeking, you know, looking for things, and they're all looking for something different. The first one's looking for, you know, happiness, the emotional well-being. The second one's looking for knowledge, and then this one. What do you see in that card?
Well, would I be looking for?
You're talking about the first. You're going to the first card here.
Yeah. Would I be, since it was reversed, uh-huh. would I be searching for unhappiness?
No, it's a search, but you're in unhappiness, looking for ways to get happy.
Okay,
now the third card, Sage of Wands.
And this position is what?
The unconscious. What is unconscious about everything?
And
what does that mean to you?
Well, I don't know. There, an owl is nocturnal.
Okay.
Hunters. And then there's another bird of prey up there, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Looks like there's about five pictures of different. Well, that one of them's a woman, but there's four like tribal elder-looking people, mm-hmm. native.
What does that mean to you in regard to your question?
They would be, you know, kind of like the givers of wisdom.
Uh huh.
Peaceful warrior type stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So basically, what is this card? What do you feel like this card is saying to you?
Well, there's a lot of fire. Like there's the looks like a setting sun, so it's like really yellow and on fire. And then there's fire and fireworks. So it kind of tells me that amongst the flames and everything, I need to remain grounded.
Okay.
And go for wisdom, mm-hmm. versus like maybe my initial response.
Okay. Your impulse.
My impulse, yeah.
Yeah. Like don't go to the animal impulse, go to your higher nature type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, I guess I don't really have anything to add to that. I think that's well, maybe I do. I think, you know, you might keep in mind when you're doing all this searching and looking for the higher thing to do, what is, when you have found a path, think about who it's going to benefit and do what you do for the greater number of people, you know, like you and your two children, as opposed to one other person. You know, do the best you can do for the greater number, mm-hmm. I think. Does that sound okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then the last card is the Woman of Wands, and it's entitled...
Well, it's feminine. Yeah, there's lots of femininity about it.
Mm-hmm. This is the Queen of Wands in a regular deck, and the Queen of Wands is very intuitive.
Basically, I just have to really listen to my gut.
Yeah, just tune in and listen to what your gut has to say to you. You know, as every step you take. You know, we're basically animals.
Mm-hmm.
And we're very sensitive animals. And we notice things. We notice when there's danger, and then we notice when there's opportunities. And so this particular Woman of Wands is very tuned into her natural self. Does that mean?
There's basically, since divorce is so prevalent, there is a traditional way you handle things.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, if the man is a violent or whatever, you get rid of him and you run.
Mm-hmm.
and you don't look back. And so I really need to not do that because there's kids.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but because. You know, I have a restraining order against him and stuff. I do need to have my sensors on.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I also pulled the next card in the deck after you shuffled it, and this is that one. And this basically is what I call a wild card, and it kind of adds information to the last card. And this is the Four of Wands, and it's entitled Aspiration.
There is a picture of the Statue of Liberty, and I think that's the Lincoln Monument.
Okay.
It's the tall pillar that's in Washington, D.C.
Uh-huh.
And then there's a golden hand risen up, and then there's another, like, stone fist.
Uh-huh.
That's kind of a strength. All of these are, like, strength.
Uh-huh.
And Statue of Liberty. It symbolizes freedom.
Yeah, getting a divorce.
Yeah, and
what is this saying to you?
It's saying that I just need to keep strength, you know.
Be strong.
The whole reading is kind of just telling me to be strong and, pay attention.
Yeah. Use your senses, use your intuition, you know, and pay attention to your feelings. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Does that answer your question? Your question, I'll repeat it, how do I proceed with a divorce and remain in integrity?
Yeah, it's telling me that I need to stay in tune and basically go. Yeah, it's reinforcing what I already kind of knew. I knew I needed to go with, remain kind of logical.
On guard. Yeah,
I'm
sensing.
It seems to me that this is a more traditional use of tarot cards.
No, you know, it's not a traditional, a new use.
It is. I mean, the reason I said that is because, you know, people use that for matters of the heart. Does this person like me?
That part, yeah. Well, usually people go to a tarot reader for matters of the heart, you know, that type of thing. But there's several people that have discovered that we can show people art on cards and bring things out in them that they have inside their mind or their inner consciousness, and that is very helpful.
Yeah, I understand that part of it. I was thinking more of the overall subject matter.
Yeah, the subject matter, yeah.
When you use that fifth card, that's the first time I've heard you do that.
Yeah.
When do you decide to go to the wild card?
Oh, I just listened to my feelings about things, and I felt that she needed just a little more reinforcement.
Yeah, is the wild card always the next card?
Yeah, the fifth card.
So it's always
When I see people one-on-one in on reading some, if we have an hour up to 90 minutes, I'll use like 11 or 12 cards. But for this show and my initial assessments, I just use four, and then I sometimes have a wild card
Now, as you
to
mentioned,
throw
this
in.
is a new use. This is a deck that was created by a PhD, correct?
Yeah, James Wanless, and this is a Voyager deck, and it's a collage of pictures, and it's not a traditional deck, it's contemporary. And he is one of the people that came up with, the projection technique, basically.
So how do you think Sarah feels about it?
How do you feel, Sarah?
I feel good about the reading. Basically reinforced how I knew I needed to proceed. I know that I need to leave my emotions out of it because he freaks me out and I can't stand him right now, but I can't let that interfere with what I need to do as far as making sure that everything. Well, he stayed at home for 4 years with our kids, and at the end of that 4 years, he got kicked out. So there's a lot that I need to do to make sure that he's not homeless and that type of stuff,
Well, whatever the outcome of Sarah's personal decisions there, we wish her luck and well-being and
I
good
knew what I needed
stead.
to do to not react.
Basically, Tony, people listening to us all around the world, they have a myriad of questions that you could probably help them with this show. We might, before we close the show today, run down some of the things that, subject matter we could deal with. People
Yes.
listening, they probably were saying, well, I wonder if the tarot cards could help me do this or this or
Yeah.
this.
Well, relationship is one thing that tarot counselors get a lot of. It's probably 90%. I'm not. They're not. I'm unusual in that I see people who have conditions that I use the cards with. Like illness and injury and things like that. That's usually not what it's used, how it's used, but it can be.
So people listening, they could write us, send us an
Yeah.
email, and we'll get back with them. And if they'd like to, have a session with you here on the air, all they have to do is just kind of describe what their question is. Is that the way they would
Yes,
do it?
yeah, and I can tell them whether it's appropriate or not. It's interesting how I get so many emails about people wanting to know the future, but I don't tell the future. It's not something that I fool around with. I think that's a dangerous thing to do for people.
Now, when you talk to people about that, they seem to, a lot of people seem to expect that's what you're going to
Yeah,
do.
yeah.
And actually, even though you don't foretell the future, you kind of lay the groundwork for people to reach
Right,
decisions
right,
that may affect their
right. And
future.
it's actually leading them to their own inner natural path so that as they take their steps and listen to themselves, listen to their feelings, listen to their thinking, listen to their intuition, maybe some other kinds of impressions that or feel the currents in the situation, and then take positive steps that as you take the higher road, the positive steps, and you keep doing that moment by moment, day by day, and month by month, and year by year, that you reach the best possible outcome by doing that kind of thing. And so that's what I try to set people on that track, is that they're, the positive steps lead to the most positive outcome, which only makes sense, but it's hard to see that when you're in the middle of a crisis and difficult situation. So
They can email you at tony@tonygilbert.com or jerry@jerrypippin.com, and I'll get the email to you. We've made a little additional URL for people to maybe find us a little easier. And you might mention that.
Yeah, it's in the cards.org.
And so that's easy to remember, folks. So if you want to tell somebody about the show, all they have to do is just go to itsinthecards.org. That's I-T-S, no apostrophe.
Yes. Well.
Itsinthecards.org. Well, Tony, we'll be talking to you again soon. And Sarah, we wish you the best of luck.
Thank you.
It's been an interesting show.
Okay.
Talk to you later. Before the program is over today, we'd like to talk to you about the American Tarot Association and how you could join and start your journey with beginner through advanced courses. There are audio tapes available and also CDs at special member discounts. Receive the American Tarot Association quarterly for the latest news on the Tarot. Now you can go over to the website and visit the Tarot Reflections for free. The American Tarot Association is your connection for a lively community of tarot professionals. You know, one of the great things about the American Tarot Association is that actually it's a connection, a great connection, a link for you to join the lively community of other tarot card professionals and enthusiasts. People just like you, united in their passion for tarot. Now, here's the website. It's www.ata-tarot.com. I'll give that to you again here in a moment. We urge you to join today. For more information, go over to the website. And once again, here it is, www.ata-tarot.com.